You're listening to Radio MD. What's good and good for you? Why, Family Food Kitchen, of course. Here they are, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantek.
Over many years practicing pediatric nutrition, I saw so many children with failure to thrive, which means they were just below the growth curve parameters and sometimes struggling not only to gain weight, but also to grow. The sad part was that so many came to me with parents that were told to feed them candy or junk food to gain the weight back. But we know there's such a better and healthier way to do that. And that's why we have Holly Granger here with us. I'm so glad. She's a registered dietitian and she has some great advice on how to help underweight children gain the weight healthier. Now, Holly, let's first define for our audience, what does the underweight child mean? How can somebody determine at home if that child may fit into that category?
Absolutely. Well, it's great to be here with you today. The one thing I would say would be, instead of a parent trying to diagnose their child, would be to take their child to a doctor or a registered dietitian to have their weight checked, their height checked, because the Centers for Disease Control, the CDC, they have parameters which are specifically for children. So we might hear about BMI as an indicator of body composition that looks at weight and height, but for children they also take into account the gender of the child as well as the age. So a doctor will be able to weigh the child, get the height, look at different parameters, and normally they're paying attention to, you know, the weight for length in a child under 2 years old. Are they under the fifth percentile? If they're 2 to 20, is their BMI for their age under the fifth percentile? So it's really up to the doctor to make that diagnosis. And, you know, they also pay attention to other factors. You know, has the child always been thin since birth? Are both the parents very thin? Does the child, you know, have a tendency to eat a lot, not eat much at all? Is the child very active, that maybe their metabolism is just always revved up and ready to go? So it's really when a child goes from, you know, takes a dramatic weight loss, that is when it's of concern, or if the child just isn't meeting milestones and the doctor can see that maybe there could be issues with malnutrition or absorption of nutrients. And it's certainly up to a doctor and a dietitian to help make that diagnosis and help parents figure out what exactly they can do. And a lot of times it's just based on the diet. Yeah. But like you said, it really is crucial to not feed your child tons of candy and juices just to try to get those calories up. There are some really healthy ways to do it to make sure that your child is getting proper nutrition that tastes delicious.
Yeah, Holly, you know, what you said is so important. And yes, definitely consult with a doctor or a dietitian before you determine, because unfortunately we have some parameters sometimes, or families who may look at a child and say, oh, you're so skinny, you need to eat, but that child really isn't underweight. So we have to get double checked with a doctor, a physician, or a registered dietitian to make sure that this is something that you should even be concerned about. But once you do, and indeed, or a lot of people who fall into this category had premature babies who have always struggled to keep in the curve, so they have some catch-up growth to do. And I think that those are the parents that struggle the most, or a lot of times too, some of these kids are really picky eaters, so they're worried not only about them getting enough calories, but getting the right nutrients in them. So I'm really glad that we're going to help them out with some healthier tips, because as you mentioned, just drinking juice and eating candy, it's not the best way to go. So tell us maybe what are some ways to add calories to their intake without compromising their health.
Exactly. Well, and it's just like you said, many children are very picky eaters, and that can be a frustration for parents. And so it's important, because some of these foods are very calorically dense, that you've really got to make sure that each bite is packed with nutrients. So some foods that I think are just very simple, they're often child favorites anyways, would be adding some of the heart healthy sources of fat. So maybe that's avocado, maybe that's nuts, like, or a nut butter, adding vegetable oils. There are very easy ways that you can add more. So for example, if you think about grains, you know, maybe you have bread, and fine, you know, use whole grain bread, use white wheat bread, whatever it is that your child likes to eat, but then maybe add peanut butter. And rather than, if as a parent you are paying attention to calories or whatnot, you may give yourself just a little peanut butter. Well, for a child, load it up. You know, of course, depending on the age, watch out if that might be a choking hazard, but add more peanut butter. Maybe it's toast, add butter, add cheese, you know, smear with avocado. If you're making macaroni and cheese,
butter.
Make it with whole milk. If you're making a pasta, I'm trying to think of things that kids like. Make the pasta, use a whole wheat pasta, but use butter, olive oil, cheese. Make mashed potatoes with whole milk or cream cheese. These are, when using the whole milk or the cheeses, it's great ways to help your child, you know, get some fat, because especially in the younger years, it's very important for children to have sources of fat for their brain development, but they also have additional calories, and additional nutrients. So they're getting protein, they're getting calcium, vitamin D, a lot of nutrients that children are lacking anyways. So when you can make foods and prepare very child-friendly foods like pizza or mashed potatoes with some of these ingredients, they certainly enjoy it and love it. And, you know, even like a pudding with whole milk. And then certainly, you know, you might think, well, fruits don't have as many calories, so maybe we're going to skip fruit. I would definitely say don't ditch the fresh fruit. Children, many children, mine especially, love fresh fruit. So if you can, work fresh fruit in by topping it maybe on an oatmeal or adding it in some yogurt. Find some other ways to combine it. Maybe you slice banana on a peanut butter sandwich. So there's adding and getting more calories. Dry fruit is also a really good option. You know, dry fruit is very calorically dense. You know, we mentioned juice at the beginning, but 100% fruit juice is a really good way to drink and get calories. So if your child is one to drink a lot, maybe pay attention to what they're drinking instead of letting them fill up solely on water, which might fill up their tummy and not give them the calories they need. Consider a whole milk. Consider a 100% fruit juice. Or even a smoothie that you make with fruit juice, and milk, avocado. You know, you can really, there's some great recipes on Pinterest, on my website, on so many other websites that have lots of different ways that you can sort of dress them up and jazz them up. Well, one way, especially when I was dealing, my youngest is a very picky eater. And so there are some days when she just does not want to eat. And so I think, okay, how can I get some nutrition into her? And I give her what I call a peanut butter spoon. And it's literally a spoon of peanut butter that I put some dark chocolate chips on. May or may not be the healthiest option, but it's certainly calorically dense. It's a kid-friendly food. I mean, it's a mommy-friendly food, too. I always take a little bite as well. But there are different ways, and it does take a little bit of creativity in knowing your child. And if your child is older, you may also be able to let them help plan and prepare and grocery shop. And because, you know, you have to really work with your dietitian and doctor to figure out, do we have other medical issues going on? Is this simply a picky eater thing? But there are definitely tricks to help pump up those calories and pump up the nutrition. Something else I like
absolutely.
To do, let's say if you're scrambling an egg, add cheese, you know, half and half, whatever that might be.
Yeah, I was going to mention when you were mentioning fruits, I like that all of your different advice has been focused on healthy fats and healthy protein, and keeping most of the white, plain sugar, junky foods out. So when we do fruits, there might be one or two that your child may not like. And so drizzling a little bit of honey will also maybe entice them to eat. And the honey is really a much better sweetener than plain white sugar. It'll, you know, give them some extra immune boosting properties there and maybe make some other foods more attractive. Holly, it really has been such a pleasure having you, and I loved all the different tips. I want to send everybody to your website because that's where they can read the full blog about this, as well as some of your other blogs and recipes, which are fantastic. And your website is www.hollygranger.com, and that's HolleyGrainer.com. It's a different spelling, so I wanted to get that in there. Thank you again, Holly, for being with us. We hope you come back soon. Everybody else, thanks for listening. Thanks for being in our Family Food Kitchen. Remember, you can always catch up on our past episodes on RadioMD.com. Might have one you missed or you want to share with somebody else. Remember, in the meantime, to always eat well and stay well.